This is Morning Edition. It's 8:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. After a two-month lockdown, the first phase of economic recovery from the coronavirus crisis is underway in the state of Delaware. Gyms, restaurants, hotels, and most retail businesses are now able to operate with limited numbers of patrons under Governor Carney's state of emergency modifications. Outdoor gatherings of up to 250 people, such as weddings and graduations, are now allowed, but some businesses are still left out. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
Jen Allegretti is a licensed esthetician. Her one-room salon in Wilmington provides facial and waxing services. She says safety has always been a priority, with many clients suffering from acne, rosacea, or ingrown hairs.
We know how to clean, disinfect, and sterilize if necessary. Now added to this, we have all these extra precautions like the face mask, goggles, and a face shield.
Yet unlike hair salons and barbershops, estheticians can only take clients with a documented medical need. It's the same for massage therapists, nail techs, and tattoo artists.
It's no different than a hairstylist working, which they've allowed them to do working 6 feet apart. We've been using gloves for years and years and years. We all have the training for bloodborne pathogens.
Makeup tattoo artist Liz Martin says she could reopen and be less risky than activities that are now approved.
250 people can gather together and go to a wedding, but I won't be able to do the bride's makeup. We're the ones that are trained and licensed to know how to protect the public, not these big box stores.
The state small business office says close and lengthy contact with clients is worrisome. But Carney relented Tuesday and said personal care businesses can run at 30% capacity starting June 8th. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.